We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuos, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chof. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim sheheim yomim noiroim. They're called Days of Awe. She'oz nimshach yira gedoyla. That's when this great fear is drawn upon Klal Yisrael. The Meforshim bring a pasuk, Aryeh shoyeg mi lo yira. The lion roars, which person is not filled with fear? The word Aryeh is Rosh Tevois Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Aleph is Elul, the Resh Hey is Rosh Hashanah, and the Yud is Yom Kippur. You know, same Yom Kippur. That's this Mi Lo Yira. These are days of Yira. V'chol iskenu lahamshich Yira gedoy l'aleinu. And the whole, our goal during these days is to draw Yiras Hashem upon ourselves. Bebechinas, as we actually mention clearly in the Shemayin Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Uvechein tein pachtucho Hashem aleinu. Hashem, place your fear upon us. Ve'emoscho al kol ma shebaroso. Ve'yiraucho kol amasim. Again and again, we repeat again and again that this is what we're trying to achieve. Because during these days, we're trying to draw this das of Kiddush upon ourselves in the two forms of Bein and Talmud. To broadcast Hashem to the world, to reveal Hashem to the world. Where the most important thing is this yira, this respect. Rosh Hashanah is when we're starting to bring an awakening of tshuva to the world. That's the first day of these 10 days of tshuva. So that we can achieve at the end of the 10 days, on Yom Kippur, so that Hashem will say yes to our request, where we say, Slach no lavayna mazeh, that Hashem should forgive all of our sins, especially al chet hamaraglim, the sin of the maraglim, shegormu churban beis hamikdosh, which caused the destruction of the beis hamikdosh, shebozeh tluyim kol hachatoim kanal, upon which all the sins of Klal Yisrael depended on, because the beis hamikdosh is where all the sins got fixed. You had the Korban Tomet in the morning and the afternoon that wiped the slate clean. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was nothing to fix our sins anymore, Rachmona Litzlan. Ki efshir lifoil bakosha slachno ki malidei hatshuva shemeirin bonu tzadik mamitim. Because it's impossible to succeed in our request for forgiveness from Hashem without the tshuva that the true tzaddikim teach us how to do. Ki yoyim hakipurim einoy mechaper kiim lashovim. K'moy shom Rabbi Seinuzal, because the Gemara says that Yom Kippur only forgives with tshuva, if you do tshuva. If the person says, I'm sorry, and they accept upon themselves not to repeat it. V'alkein tzrichim linsoya letzaddikim al Rosh Hashanah. This is why it's so important to travel to tzaddikim on Rosh Hashanah. Ki ikar tikun hatshuva nimshach al yedei tzaddikim amitiyim. Because the main tikun of tshuva is passed on to Klal Yisrael through the true tzaddikim. Shezochu lekabel meirabom b'chinas ha'oras ben v'talmid. These tzaddikim were zeichet to receive from their rabbis the teachings of the son and the student, both levels. Sheyoidim lohoitzi Yisrael me'avoinois. They're the ones who know how to get the Jews out of sin. L'rachem aleim b'rachmonos amiti, to have the true rachmonos on Klal Yisrael and help us be zeichet to true tshuva. V'ho'ikr, and the most important time for this, hu b'Rosh Hashanah. Shehu ha'aschola. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning. Rishoin la'aseres yimei tshuva. That's when we kick off these aseres yimei tshuva. Ki kol ha'aschola'is koshois. Because the Gemara says the hardest thing is the beginning. So the time when you need the greatest help possible is Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year, and it's the beginning of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's why it's so critical to go to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh b'chinas hasheno v'hisoyrus hasheno b'Rosh Hashanah kanal k'muva b'kavonos. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to something he touched on about 10 pages earlier, where he quoted from the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh, who tell us that the word Rosh Hashanah is Miloshen Shena. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that just like when Hashem created the world, on the sixth day of creation, when he created man, Adam HaRishon, on Friday, Hashem put Adam HaRishon to sleep in order to create Chava. Chava is the Malchus, the Isha, which is the Malchus. The man always represents the Zohar, the male. The woman represents the Isha, Yiras Hashem, Hitisawal. She's the Yiras Hashem, she's the Malchus. Many proofs for that. So in order for the Malchus to be Nizgale, it required a sleep to be imposed on Adam HaRishon. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that every single year on Rosh Hashanah, Kaviyochel Hashem places a sleep on a certain aspect of Kedusha called Zerampin, Adam, Mo. Hashem imposes a sleep there. And then there's a waking up out of sleep. The shofar, the blowing of the shofar, is his oiros Hashem, coming out of the sleep. And this is part of the tikkun hamalchus. This is part of what's needed to reveal Hashem's malchus to the world, etc., etc. Ki hatzadik moirid atzmoi lebchinas shena, bchinas histalkus hadas. Rabbi Nazal had explained over there in Likut Imran that the tzaddik lowers himself into a bechina of shena, sleep. Sleep is when the das leaves. Umevatel atzmoi betachlis habitul. The tzaddik nullifies himself totally. Tashem, kedei sheyucha lohoyred atzmoi lechol hamadregois hatachtoinois, so that he has, this is what gives him the ability to lower himself to the lowest places, Lekasher kulam l'Hashem Yisborach, to be able to go down there, connect with them, and connect them to Hashem. We know that when something's very easy for somebody, when somebody knows something really, really well, he says, I could do this in my sleep, right? This is so simple, I could do this in my sleep. So this concept of sleep represents something that's very easy, a level of knowledge that's baby stuff for the person. When we talk about the tzaddik going into Shena, we're talking about him lowering himself, bringing himself all the way down to the level of the common people, which for the tzaddik, that's like going to sleep in order to be able to relate to them, to connect with them, and to connect them with Hashem. Vayidei hashena v'habitul sheloi, and through this shena and bitul of the tzaddik, shehu bechinas mo, where he goes into this state of mo. Mo means bitul, mo means what, or nothingness. Bechinas v'hoyo Rebbe Eliezer yoshen kanal, as it says in the story over there that Rabbi Nizal quotes in the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer was sleeping. Ayidei ze zoiche achakach lehisoirus hashena. That's a prelude for the waking up from sleep. Ula oirer ula hokitz kol shoichnei ofor. And to give the tzaddik the ability to wake up all of those Jews who were asleep, who were spiritually asleep. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, hokitzu verananu shoichnei ofor. Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Sheze bechinas hashoifer. This is the whole concept of the most important mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, which is the blowing of the shofar. Shehu bechinas hisoirus hashena. The message of the shofar is wake up from your sleep. Bechinas uru yeshena mitirdemaschem. Ki hashoifer mekabetz nidochim. Because we know that the shofar is always also used to gather in all of those who have become distant from Hashem. Kamashikosim, as the pasuk says, Vohoyo Bayoim Hahu Yitoka Beshoifor Godol Uvou Ha'oivdim Me'eretz Mitzrayim Vanidochim, from all the furthest place. So we see the shofar represents kibbutz nidochim. Uvou Ha'oivdim Me'eretz Ashur Vanidochim Me'eretz Mitzrayim Vishtachavu Lashem Bahar HaKodesh. And where are they going to come to? To the Har HaKodesh, to the Beis HaMikdosh, which unites Tachtoinim and Elyoinim. Hainu shehashofar mo'ira me'ashena kol hanoiflim sheboilam. The shofar wakes up from sleep all of those who have fallen. Afilu hamonochim b'mokim shemonochim. Even those people who are lying, wherever they're lying in the dirt. they fall into the lowest spiritual levels. Bechinas oivdim, people who are considered lost. Venidochim, very far, distant places. Kihu me'oirer u'mekitzes kulam. The shofar wakes all of them up. U'mamshich aleihem moichin v'das tigdusha. And the shofar shines onto them sechel. U'moidia es kulam sh'adayin Hashem itam. And it reminds them, it makes them realize that Hashem is still with them. You're still hearing the sound of the shofar. Ki maloi chol aretz kavod, because Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Umachnis bohem hisoirus hatshuva, and it injects into them an inspiration for tshuva. V'alkein noifel yira gedoilai der shofar, and this is why the shofar imposes tremendous fear. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, hayitoka shofar boir va'am lo yechrodu. Can a shofar be blown in the city and the people will not tremble? Ki ikar hatikun hu ayira kanal. Going back to what we had in the previous paragraph, the main tikun is yira. V'chein merumas b'hatoyra nal, and Rabbeinu Zal also hints to this in that chapter on the Likutei Moharan, she shofar hu bechinas heoras ben v'talmid. That the shofar represents that light, that das, that's being shined into the two levels, the upper level, the lower level, the Bein and the Talmud. Ki isa shom, because Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Sheha'oras ben v'talmud heim b'chinas yoivel, that the light that's passed on to the son and the student is represented by yoivel, the jubilee year, the 50th year. Shehu roshe tevois v'chol bonayich limudei Hashem. The word Yovel makes up the first letters of this pasuk. All of your children are students of Hashem, Limudei Hashem. And this pasuk brings together Bonayich, children, Limudei is Talmud, the Ben and the Talmud. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal connects all of this. V'yovel hu b'chinas keren ha-shofar. We know that the word Yovel has two meanings. It means the 50th year, and a Yovel is also a shofar. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, bimshoich bekeren hayoivel, when you will blow the horn of the shofar, the yoivel. Ki kol iskenu b'rosh hashanah hu lahamshich hadas hakodosh boilam, because our whole involvement on Rosh Hashanah is we're trying to bring this das into the world, shetzrichin lohoyer beben v'talmid, which we have to bring into the sons and the students. So that the das should remain in the world permanently, so that even when the parents leave and the rabbi leaves, the das still remains in the world. To reveal Hashem's presence in the world. To inform everybody that Hashem is king. And Hashem rules over everything. His covet is everywhere. This is our main focus on Rosh Hashanah. If you look in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, you'll see that this is what the greatest emphasis is on. As we say, Hashem, please rule over the entire world with your glory. V'hinose al kol oretz, and shine into the entire world. V'yeda kol pol kiata fialto, and let every single thing in creation realize that you created them. Hainu kanal, this is what we're talking about here. Ki ho ikar lahamshich elekusoi bozeh ha'olam, because the most important thing is to broadcast Hashem in this physical world. More important than in the world of the angels, in the world of the throne of Hashem and Atzilus, much more important. Because this is the greatest pleasure of Hashem, when Hashem's honor and authority is revealed in this lowly world. Now, the next paragraph, he jumps back for 1 minute to the topic of the Meraglim, but still within our flow. You'll see in a second.